Hey, it's Tim and Val, the Spontaneous People, here with the Be More Spontaneous podcast, where we help you be a little more spontaneous in every aspect of your life and discover the secret to happiness.
This is episode 000, the un-episode. It's the episode where we're going to tell you what to expect from the Be More Spontaneous podcast and reveal ourselves a little bit.
Ooh, secrets. Plus, we will introduce you to the Spontaneity Sparker. It's an exercise you can do to pump up that spontaneity muscle and use it to improve your everyday life.
But don't worry, we promise you won't even break a sweat. It's not that kind of exercise.
Thank God.
That's all coming up on the Be More Spontaneous podcast.
You know what? Spontaneity. Sexy.
I'm totally spontaneous.
I love being spontaneous.
I wish I were more spontaneous.
I love my spontaneous friends.
Spontaneous? Heck yeah.
Why not be spontaneous? It's awesome.
All right, first things first, thanks so much for tuning into our podcast and being curious about why the heck you might want to be more spontaneous.
We call ourselves the Spontaneous People. Well, actually, our friends started it. They started calling us the Spontaneous People because they know that we're huge fans of spontaneity and we're always telling people to be more spontaneous. But it's a bit ironic because we actually make a living as planners, as professional planners and organizers. So we're definitely not spontaneous every second of every day.
No, we're not the kind of spontaneous people who run off at a whim, quit their jobs in a flash of anger, or change plans at the last minute because something else came up. We're not flighty like that.
No, it's more like we're fans of responsible spontaneity, if that's a thing. Of, you know, using spontaneity as a tool, kind of like a skill that can be used like a seasoning to make things tastier, to make life tastier.
You know, an ability that can be called on to help you stand out or get you out of a jam. It's like a muscle that comes in handy when you least expect to be doing some spontaneous heavy lifting. You know what I mean?
Okay. Enough with the analogies.
Oh, okay.
Before we dive into how you can pump up your spontaneity muscle, we thought we'd start by introducing ourselves, reveal our not so spontaneous selves, and how we ended up creating an entire website dedicated to helping others tap into their spontaneous superpowers.
Valerie and I are married.
It's true. We are married. And, well, you know what? Truthfully, though, spontaneity has played a role in our entire relationship. You know, from date one, when we flipped a coin to decide where we were going to go for our first date, to then rolling the dice to figure out weekends, outings, and month-long vacations, even buying a house that we found thanks to a random spontaneous bike ride, and then selling that house and moving to a new town to try our hands at being entrepreneurs.
Yeah, you know, none of these things were spontaneous, but being spontaneous, practicing spontaneity made these possible because we've learned to take risks, you know, to let go of expectations, to be in the moment, to follow our happiness.
And even to fail and be okay with it. You know, we've learned to practice a sort of grown-up, responsible spontaneity. We've learned how to use spontaneity to live really great lives.
We come from a media background. I've been in radio for over 20 years, broadcaster, producer, a bit of a musician on the side, an athlete, a drinker. I'm an eater. I travel a little bit. I'm a lover, a bit of an idiot, and an all-around fun cat.
Yeah, that's a pretty good description. I also come from a media background, a journalist. I write for magazines and websites. I also worked in radio and in television, produced a live morning show for 5 years. And so if you want someone who really can appreciate good structure and a good plan, that's me. Absolutely love a good plan. But I love to leave room for some spontaneity.
It's fun because we were both producers of live media where every second is literally planned out, yet live means live.
Yeah, anything can happen. And so if you don't know how to handle spontaneity, you're dead in the water. You are absolutely dead in the water. So, you know, we were born into it a little bit with our jobs and our careers, and then we really took it and blew it up. We just flourished with it. And that's really what you can expect from this weekly podcast. We want to help you learn how to use that spontaneity to make your life better. And we're talking not just about being able to use it at work. We're talking about in your relationships, in your romance, you know, when you go traveling, and even if you're trying to be a better you, if you're just trying to develop being the best person that you can be.
There are a lot of people who use spontaneity every day in great careers. And we're going to be talking to those people, getting their stories. How do they use spontaneity? Where did they get it? And how do they maintain it?
Yeah, and then we'll be sharing some insights in how these little changes, little spontaneous changes, can make a big difference and really lead to great happiness.
I love these spontaneity sparkers. This is something that Valerie and I have created. It's for our community, for people who are interested in using responsible spontaneity just to make things happen.
So what are spontaneity sparkers? You're going to hear us talking about those in the podcast for sure. They're little exercises that we're going to give you to flex that spontaneity muscle, to help you build it up and know how to use it. And if you're wondering where your spontaneity muscle is...
Oh yeah, where is it? Where is it?
Well,
point,
let me,
it, point it on my
okay,
body.
I'm pointing to it right now.
Ooh,
do you see? Right.
That tickles.
Okay, let's face it. It's your brain. But we're going to help you to use that spontaneity muscle, that part of your brain, to really be able to dig in and flourish in the rest of your life. Get a new perspective, get you out of a rut, try new things, and step outside of your comfort zone.
If you sign up to our newsletter on our website, bemorespontaneous.com, and you know, visit our website every once in a while, we'll present you with these spontaneity sparkers. But I think, Val, the best way to give people an example of it is give an example of it. Let's do it.
Okay. Take the first letter of your first name.
Okay.
Okay. Now, think of an animal that starts with that letter. Got it?
Okay.
Okay. Now take the first letter of your last name and think of a verb, an action. All right. So here's your challenge. Here's your spontaneity sparker. Take that animal, make it do that action. Write a micro story, like two sentences. Now post it on Twitter or Facebook and see what happens. This in and of itself, simple little exercise, right? It's just a little creative exercise. But what it does is it takes you out of your routine. It opens up a dialogue. It makes people engage with you in your social media. And who knows where it could lead? I mean, heck, you might end up with the baseline for a children's book. You never really know what the spontaneity sparker is going to do. But even if it leads to nothing, you've actually stimulated that spontaneous part of your brain.
I love these spontaneity sparkers. We're going to give you one every week right here on the Be More Spontaneous podcast.
So what's our big hairy goal here? Tim, what are we doing this podcast for? Why would anyone want to listen to this podcast? I mean, besides the fabulous spontaneity sparker. I think mostly because they're going to meet really interesting people. People who know how to use spontaneity and who are spontaneous in their everyday lives.
By listening to these conversations, you're going to be inspired. You're going to be inspired to live a happier, more spontaneous life. And don't think that it's flighty. You're just, again, flexing that muscle, because that's what's going to keep you in the moment. It's going to keep you in the now, and it's going to really put a new perspective on a lot of things in your life and your relationships, which is everything.
You're going to get a really new understanding of spontaneity and how you can be using it to live a happier life and build up that spontaneity muscle with those spontaneity sparkers. We are here to help you discover the happiness that we've found by being a little more spontaneous.
So it's over to you now. What do you want to get out of this podcast? How can we help you be more spontaneous? What part of your life would you like to improve?
We're doing this for you, so tell us what you want to hear. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Drop us an email. You can find it all on our website, bemorespontaneous.com.
Tune in every Thursday for a fresh spontaneity sparker and our spontaneous inspiration in our Be More Spontaneous podcast. We are the Spontaneous, Tim and Val, and we want to help you be more spontaneous too.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in the next episode.
See ya.